Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way. Bring in every girl and boy, baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity happy Easter day.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are so excited to talk about a fun event coming up on Saturday, April 3rd, and that is involving the Easter Bunny, who I love, who was missing kind of last year, so this will be very exciting to learn more. And we have on the phone with us right now Jerry Bezdacek. He's with Edina Realty in Hastings, and he's going to give us the scoop of what is going on. Thank you for calling in today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Mo. Appreciate it.
So the Easter Bunny is over whatever he had last year when he couldn't come to a lot of events. Is that true?
That is correct. The Easter Bunny will be present this Saturday at the Danner Realty office.
Has he been vaccinated?
Yes.
Great news.
All precautions will be taken.
I love it. Well, this is really great to hear. How did he get his vaccine, though? That's what I want to know. I'll ask him when I go there. I'll find out the scoop where I can get one quickly. Anyway, Jerry, tell us. Edina Realty, of course, has done an Easter event for many, many years. And, of course, a lot of people know about your egg hunt at Roadside Park. And I remember taking our kids there. Oh, my gosh. What a great event. I mean, snow, rain, anything, you know, beautiful days, it happened, didn't it?
Yes, it was it's one of those events that we look forward to every year as well. We get to meet with people in their community and see the smiles on all the kids' faces. It is such a fun event, and, it was a little disappointing that last year it could not be held. And so this year we thought for sure we need to come up with some way to do something. Even if we can't do the whole thing like we normally do, we have to come up with something. So I did talk to the Minnesota Department of Health to see if it would be something that we could do at Roadside Park. And based upon the current requirements and restrictions that are in place, we really had no way to control a couple things. One, the number of people that would appear or attend, because there are restrictions on that. And then number two, then social distancing. You know how with kids and running around trying to pick up candy, they're not going to be able to stay away from each other.
No kidding. I mean, you'd be lucky if you got 6 inches, let alone 6 feet apart.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I love this idea, though. How did this come about, the idea that you're going to implement on Saturday the 3rd?
Well, that Saturday the 3rd would have been the normal day that we would do the Easter egg hunt at Roadside Park. So we thought, well, let's do it on that day, and let's try to figure out a way that is COVID compliant, where everyone is safe, whether they've been vaccinated or not, they're going to be safe. So we thought, well, let's do it as the form of a drive-through, because that seems to be what a lot of the events are happening, you know, since the lockdown last year, are done in a drive-through format. And we thought, well, we could certainly make some changes and make that work for us as well.
Explain how this is going to work, please.
So what we'll do is we'll set up in our parking lot at the Edina Realty office. We're going to set it up where we'll have directional arrows directing people to come through the parking lot in a certain direction, and we'll pass out if they roll down their windows, we'll pass, you know, hand them some candy. You know, our agents will be out there handing out candy. We'll be masked handing out candy. The Easter Bunny will also be there, and
what?
As they drive by, they can either wave to the Easter Bunny and then continue on to the exit to leave, or if they would like to have their photo taken with the Easter Bunny, they can turn. Again, they'll be directed by personnel there. They can turn further into the parking lot and park and get out and go take a photo with the Easter Bunny.
That's so nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's really exciting. So we have that option as well. How long do you think the whole thing would take? I mean, it doesn't, I mean, if cars are lined up, obviously it'll take a while, but this seems pretty slick.
Yeah, we don't know what to expect. Obviously, the first time we've done it, I know our, you know, Roadside Park event, we get a lot of people there. So, you know, we assume there are still going to be a lot of people out looking to see the Easter Bunny. on Saturday. So, you know, we're going to start at 10 a.m. We have a stop time at 11:30, but obviously if there's cars lined up, we'll keep going as long as there's people there. And we'll just have them come around off General Seaman through Target. If there's a long line, we'll have them come through the Target, the old Target parking lot, and that way they can just filter right into ours without blocking any traffic.
So let's tell people exactly where you're located, please.
Our address is actually 1640 South Frontage Road. We are basically between the old Target building and the library, right on that frontage road on off of 55 there.
So you would recommend, again, how should we line up?
If they would come in off General Seaman into the old Target parking lot, go past the front of Target towards the Edina building, and hopefully by that point they should see some signs or see some people directing traffic and get them to get in line for the Easter Bunny.
How did you get the Easter Bunny this year? Because I would assume he's all backed up with his places that he needs to be, and then he has to be home at a certain time.
Yeah.
Does he go home, or does he just come to our house? I don't know how it works.
Well, I can tell you, we've been doing this for 30 years.
Oh, so you're a priority.
I think it's our 29th year. Yeah, so we have a high-standing priority with the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny gets a hold of us every year to verify our date. We don't even have to reach out to the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny loves this event as well, just all the kids and the smiling faces. And so Easter Bunny loves to come and visit.
Well, I love that. So the Easter Bunny is all set to go, and I like how we still have the opportunity to get our picture taken with the Easter Bunny, and we will get our bag of candy. That's so nice. How does that all work? So will we, if I have like three kids in the car, will they all get a bag?
Yep, we'll give each, if there's three kids in the car, we'll hand out three bags of candy, and if the children then want a photo with the Easter Bunny, we can either take them one at a time or all as a group, whatever they prefer.
Oh, that's
wonderful. Or they can
just
wave to the Easter Bunny and continue to drive by. It's their choice.
Right. Well, that sure is nice. So again, the event is on Saturday, April 3rd. It starts at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m., and it'll go till about 11:30 or whenever there aren't any more cars left. It's at the Edina Realty office, which is 1640 South Frontage Road. But start lining up in the old Target parking lot and head, what would that be, head east?
Yes, that was
towards
correct.
Your building. So that should work out really, really well. Do we need to register in advance or anything?
We do not. Just come as you are and put a smile on your face and show up.
I love it. Jerry Bezdacek, tell us more about Hastings, and are we growing as a community? Do you see, what are some of the things that you are seeing as a realtor?
Well, we're definitely seeing growth in the city with new construction. This year, or in 2020, there were more permits for new construction than any other year in the history.
The whole history?
Well, probably except for when it was first being developed back in the 50s and the 60s. But since then, it's the largest growth that we've seen in 2020. 2021 is already looking to be another booming year for new construction here. And there are new developments. For those of you that know Hastings, there are new developments coming in right off of Pleasant, kind of south of 15th Street there. There's another new development coming in just south of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church. So there's lots of building in Windham Hills area already happening, and that is continuing to fill in. And so, yeah, we're seeing lots of new construction.
What is the average price of a house in Hastings?
Without having the specifics right in front of me, I look, you know, from what I've had before, we're looking at right around the average sale price right now, right around $340. You know, years ago, the average sale price was probably $270s. But over the last several years, the prices have been creeping up and creeping up. And, you know, the market we're in today is a very, very unique market. We're in it's what we call a seller's market. What that means is that we have a high buyer demand. And so the sellers can kind of dictate the terms of a contract because there's so many different buyers that want it. Conversely, when we had the downturn of the market, that would be what we called a buyer's market, because there were so much inventory, the buyers had so many houses to choose from, the buyers really could dictate the terms of the contract in that case. So we're seeing a complete opposite flip from that, and right now we're just in a very strong seller's market.
And interest rates, of course, are great.
Yeah, interest rates have been down below 4 for a couple of years now. And for everything we're seeing, we've seen a slight increase in the last couple of months of that. But for the most part, they're still all-time lows.
So if there's somebody listening that is thinking it's a good time to sell their house because it's such a nutty time, the bad part is, unless you have somewhere to move, you better kind of be careful, right?
Yeah, so that's what, you know, one of the things that we're seeing is, you know, one of the messages that's going out into, you know, from the media is that the inventories are low, the inventories are low. That's not exactly 100% true, because if you look at, for example, here in Hastings, in February, there were 30 new, I'm sorry, look at the, there's 28 new houses that came on the market in February of this year, where the year before there was only 24, the year before that was 23. So we're actually having the same amount of inventory. It's just that the buyer demand is so high and that a house is selling in 1 to 2 days, so it appears like the inventory is low. So if you have someone who's thinking about selling, there are houses to buy. They just have to be able to make a decision fairly quickly on whether or not they like that house or not, because it's going to sell fast.
And as far as all the new houses that are being built, how does that impact somebody that is currently living in a house and they want to sell it?
Yeah, with new construction, it puts the seller in a little bit more control on that, you know, because if they become a buyer, they lose control, right? Because I just said the sellers kind of dictate the terms. Well, when they're going into new construction, the demand is much different for that because it is more of a one-on-one, let's decide what you want to build. You're definitely going to build it for you, so you're going to get the house. So for a seller who's looking to move, just work with your real estate agent because we'll time the market so that they sell and move at the same time so they're not having to do a double move.
As far as buyers, is it more beneficial for a buyer to buy an existing home versus building? Is that less expensive for kind of the same amount of house, or what are you seeing?
Well, great point as far as, you know, is it less expensive because the cost of lumber has gone up 189%.
And why is
and
that?
So it's basically because of the coronavirus. The manufacturers don't have the workforce that they used to have for a couple of reasons. One, some of them are out sick or they're quarantining or they're unemployed and they're getting more money in unemployment, so they're not wanting to come back to work. So the workforce is actually kind of the problem, as well as some of the supplies and materials that come across the Canadian border can't get here as fast and as easily as they would in the past because the Canadian border is kind of shut down unless you follow specific requirements to get in and out of that country as well. So it really has put a damper on the supply of the building materials, which is driving up the cost. And so if you're going to buy a new construction, if you're, you know, looking to get into to buying a home and you're looking at existing or new construction, overall you're going to pay more for a new construction just because of those higher costs. Now, with an existing home, though, obviously because of the demand being high, those prices are also going up. And what we're seeing is sellers, you know, a house that 2 years ago might have sold for $250,000, today is selling for $300,000 or more. I mean, that's why our average sale price is so high, because our prices are being driven up by the high competition for every property that comes on the market.
So what do you say to somebody that's thinking of buying something? Is now maybe not the time to buy because are you going to get in and the market's going to tank?
The indicators are that the market is not going to tank. I mean, the one thing that's different when you look back to when the market did tank years ago, some of the issues back then were the lending practices were so different. They would basically give a loan to anyone whether they could afford it or not. And that was the problem, is a lot of people, their mortgage payment made up more than 25% of their monthly income, which got them into trouble. Today, we're still at the inverse. Right now, today, we're about 18% of a buyer's income is going towards their mortgage. So it's very affordable for them. So we don't see the defaults that we saw way back when. So we don't see the market as going to tank or whatever. We're going to a recession. We don't see any of the indicators that we saw back in 2007 when we did. I think eventually everything is cyclical. I mean, eventually we'll start to see the the seller's market. So slowly work back down to an even market where buyers and sellers are, you know, actually negotiating outright again, instead of it being so lopsided as it is today. But for buyers getting into the marketplace, what I would say is start now, because the, you know, the homes sell fast. The sooner you get in and educate yourself on the market conditions, the sooner you'll be able to make a decision. And that's because today you don't have time. It's the old saying is, you know, go home, sleep on it, and let me know in the morning if you want to buy it. Well, by the time you wake up in the morning, the people that saw it the day before are waking up and already choosing to buy it. So you kind of have to be able to act quickly.
No kidding. Has the Easter Bunny put down roots in Hastings? Has he bought a house, or does he still live underground? How does that work?
Well, the Easter Bunny does have roots in Hastings, but it's not in a home. It is underground.
Okay.
You know, the Easter Bunny, you know, only comes out once a year.
Oh, like the groundhog?
So, yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's news. I didn't know that. I thought maybe when I saw bunnies, it could have been him in my yard. But you're saying the real Easter Bunny only comes out on Easter.
Correct.
This is great news. Gosh, we are so happy that we learned so much from you. And let's recap again your wonderful event this Saturday, please.
Yeah, so on Saturday again, we'll be having, we're calling it the Easter Bunny Drive-By, just because it's not really a hunt this year. So that is going to be this Saturday, April 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. People can drive by. When you get up to the agents, you just roll your window down. The agents will give all the kids in the car a bag of candy, and then they can at that point either wave to the Easter Bunny and say hello and drive by, or they can actually pull over, park, and get their photo taken with the Easter Bunny.
Well, this is just great. Jerry, thank you so much. Good luck to you. Edina Realty, again, is located at 1640 South Frontage Road. The event starts at 10, goes till 11:30 or whenever the cars slow down. And remind people again, please, how they should line up.
Yeah, if you just come in off of General Seaman, come through the old Target parking lot towards the Edina Realty building, which would be going east. And you'll see our signs and directionals steering you in the right direction.
I love it. Thank you so much, Jerry Bezdacek. You know, you're not as bad as your brother says. This is great news. Jerry, continued success to you. And again, Edina Realty is a great place, and we're so grateful they found a way to make the Easter Bunny happy and make all the kids happy this coming Saturday. So thanks for chatting with us. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 14. 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hopping, Easter's on its way. Bring in every girl and boy, baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hoppity happy Easter day.